WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, friends, welcome back to Healthy Boundaries, Protect Your Peace. I'm your host, Riley Hart, and today we're diving into something super important, prioritizing your physical health for mental well-being. You know that feeling when you've got a raging headache, or maybe you're just dragging through the day, lacking energy and motivation? Ever wonder how much your physical state actually impacts your mindset? Spoiler alert, it's a huge deal. Think about it like this. Your body and mind are two sides of the same coin. One can't truly thrive without the other. Just imagine trying to run a marathon on empty. You wouldn't get very far, right? Same goes for our mental game. When we neglect our physical needs, we essentially run ourselves down, leaving little energy or resilience for tackling those mental challenges life throws our way. So, what does prioritizing your physical health actually look like? It's not about becoming a gym rat or adopting some crazy restrictive diet. This is about finding sustainable habits that nourish both your body and mind. Let's break it down into five key takeaways that you can start implementing right away. First up, move your body. I know, exercise sounds like a chore, but trust me, it doesn't have to be. Find something you genuinely enjoy, whether it's dancing like nobody's watching, taking a brisk walk in nature, or trying out that yoga class you've been eyeing. The key is consistency. Aim for at least 30 minutes of moderate activity most days of the week. Next, fuel your body with good stuff. Think colorful fruits and veggies, lean proteins, whole grains, basically, food that makes your body sing. Don't fall into the trap of fad diets or restrictive eating patterns. Instead, focus on nourishing your body with wholesome ingredients that give you sustained energy throughout the day. Number 3. Get enough sleep. I mean, really get enough sleep. Aim for 7 to 8 hours a night. It might sound cliche, but those ZZZs are crucial for restoring your mind and body, helping you feel refreshed and ready to tackle anything. Fourth, hydrate. Water is literally the elixir of life. Keep a water bottle handy and aim to sip throughout the day. You'll be amazed at how much difference even staying properly hydrated makes in your energy levels and overall mood. And finally, manage stress. This one's a biggie, because chronic stress can wreak havoc on both your physical and mental health. Find healthy ways to cope, whether it's meditation, spending time in nature, journaling, or just taking some deep breaths when things get overwhelming. Ever felt like you're constantly running on fumes? Like your mind is foggy, your energy is depleted, and everything feels just a little bit off? It could be a sign that your physical health needs some attention. Let me share a quick example. A few weeks ago, I was feeling super stressed, work deadlines were looming, personal projects were piling up, and I was barely sleeping. On top of it all, I wasn't making time for exercise or healthy meals. You know what happened? My energy plummeted, I started getting headaches, and even my normally sunny disposition took a nosedive. It was a classic case of neglecting my physical health, which then threw my mental well-being completely out of whack. The good news? Once I made some adjustments, prioritizing movement, eating nourishing foods, getting more sleep, and incorporating stress-reducing practices, things started to shift dramatically. My energy levels soared, the headaches disappeared, and I felt like myself again. So, remember this. Taking care of your physical health isn't just about looking good, it's about feeling good, thinking clearly, and having the resilience to handle life's ups and downs. It's an investment in your overall well-being, a gift you give yourself every single day. And that's what today's episode has been all about. Realizing the incredible connection between our physical and mental health. Remember, prioritizing movement, fueling your body with good stuff, getting enough sleep, staying hydrated, and managing stress are all key ingredients for a happy and healthy life. So, go out there, take care of yourselves, and remember, you've got this. Before we wrap things up, I want to hear from you. What's one small step you can take today to prioritize your physical health? Share it with me on social media or leave a comment below. And don't forget to subscribe to Healthy Boundaries, Protect Your Peace for more daily doses of wisdom and motivation. See you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, Tap that review button if this show brightens your day.